You know, Jesus warned us that in the end times, deception like a virus will spread like wildfire. Disguised as the answer to all our problems, our secular culture can only offer replacements to the truth. The good news is that the truth of the Bible is the cure. In Pastor Jack Hibbs' new book called Living in the Days of Deception, he reveals the antidote to the lies we're told that have become increasingly harder to detect. From the inspiring foreword written by Mike Pompeo to the final chapters, Pastor Jack exposes how to combat deceptive spirits and equips us when we're deceived by the ultimate liar, Satan himself. Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs is a powerful must-read, and when you order, you can bundle by getting the DVDs and a downloadable link for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/radio. That's jackhibbs.com/radio. Real Life presents the Jack Hibbs Podcast, with intention and boldness to proclaim truth, equip the saints, and impact our culture.
Hey, you guys, we're going to be looking at the days of deception. We're going to be marching through what it means with this first installment. And we're going to obviously encourage you to get your hands on what is an Amazon bestseller, we're glad to say. So stay tuned.
You can get the outlines of this podcast by going to jackhibbs.com/podcast. Today, if this podcast lifts you up and encourages you to live a more fulfilled life in Christ, then make sure you leave us one of those 5-star ratings. To us, that's like saying amen or yes. Then that rating will encourage others to listen. Now open your hearts to what God's Word has to say to you. Here is Jack Hibbs.
Hey everybody, welcome to today's podcast, and we are going to be kicking it off with actually the first installment of a series that we believe is very timely. We know that it's timely regarding what we're working on our end, but we think it's very timely regarding where you live. And that is the fact that you've been hearing from us for quite a while, and you'll hear why in a moment. The Living in the Days of Deception book and what has happened with this book, we are more than pleased. We are more than excited as to how it's being received, even though it is just about to hit the bookshelves. It's something, before we get going into parts of it, that I just want to let you know about. This is published by Harvest House Publishers up in Eugene, Oregon. A great group of people, and we were just blessed and delighted that they would reach out to us. And it's interesting because you may or may not be aware, but Living in the Days of Deception was a teaching series I did, and they happened to listen to it during COVID, and they liked it, and they wanted to know if a book could be written about this very topic. And I initially said no. I didn't pray one moment about it. I said no, because Lisa and I, our first experience in writing turnaround at home, leaving a spiritual legacy to your family greater than what you received, turnaround at home, was such a brutal task and so difficult that Lisa and I just never again would we ever do this. So then Harvest House countered back and said, can we buy the title from you then? Because the title sells, they said. And that got me thinking as to why is it that they believe in this so much? And what they wound up saying is that we may not have paid much attention to the days of deception if it would have been spelled D-A-Y-S, days, like the days of a week. But it's the fact that I use the word days like you got punched in the face and you're dazed. And that was the actual motive to the series I taught on. And so then that got me thinking and it got me pondering and the juices began to flow. And so it's been about a year and a half. And the publishers, wisely to their credit, they held back release publication, public consumption of the book, because they believe that it could have an influence on 2024 in church life, in political life, in family life, in relational life, whatever it might be. So I'm just very honored. Before we talk about the first chapter of this book, I want to give God all the glory and all the praise and all the thanks, because these are the things that He has brought to us. It's available at Amazon, for example, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Christian Book Publishers, BAM. I never heard of BAM before. BAM stands for Book or Books a Million. Mardell, they're not so big in Southern California, but they're bigger in the Texas region down south way. And then recently added Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby stores will be carrying the book. So that's pretty cool. Another thing that we know is that regarding Amazon, which is really the Amazon now is the New York Times bestseller of the past, Amazon. And so we were number one in all Christian books on Amazon, number one. We were in the top 38 of the top 100. Listen, so out of the top 100 Amazon book sales of all genres, we were number 38. That's remarkable. That's insane. Out of millions of books, the Lord blessed us with being in not only the top 100, but at 38. And then this is unique, I was told, that twice we were on the Amazon top 100 global list. Twice the book appeared. It appeared the first time, then it went off that list because it changes constantly. And then not too long ago, it popped right back up into the top 100 globally. And that's a pretty awesome thing. And then it's available right now at this moment, as of today, only by ordering. You can do that by going to jackhibbs.com and order the book there. And I'm also told that there's a link in the description for you to find out more information on how to get your own copy. Why am I pushing this? Just so you guys know, if you know me, I'm not into self-promotion. I don't even like to use the word I won't use it unless I'm in trouble, but I'll say we. And it is an effort of we's, a team effort. And so we are blown away, so much so that it has caused us to stop and to take this time to just kind of give you a little overview of why it's important that we believe that 2024 and beyond, this is what's known as an evergreen publication. Evergreen meaning it's not limited to the year 2024. It's applicable forever, okay? And so in putting this together, I had the opportunity, because God's good, to call up Secretary Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA and the 70th Secretary of State of the United States. And I asked him, I said, Mike, if I were to send you a manuscript, would you consider writing the foreword? And he said, send it. And he wrote a foreword. So I'm very, very happy to announce. And Secretary Mike Pompeo, I'm so grateful. You already know this. I've expressed this to you often, but so blessed and excited that he has authored the foreword to the book. But living in the days of deception, how to discern truth from culture's lies is something that is just overwhelming us right now as a people. And so I want to just jump right in to the table of contents and look at the first chapter and the opening up of the days of global deception. That's where we begin in the book. So just after the wonderful and thankful foreword by Secretary Mike Pompeo, part one is recognizing the many kinds of deception. And the book opens up by something that for those of us who live in Southern California and Central California, we're very aware of. And I'll just paraphrase, but it says here, I'm quoting verbatim, opening up, it says, viewed from NASA's Terra satellite, it gives the impression of a massive meadow of snow or a vast glacier. Calm, serene, mesmerizing. But locals descending the steep, twisting a section of Interstate 5 from California's Tehachapi Mountains know better. They understand that they are about to enter into the Central Valley of California and the dangerous and notorious Tule Fog. And Tule Fog is something that appears suddenly And it is so thick on Interstate 5 that when it appears, it's massive. It's so dense that from space, it looks like a glacier in the heartland of California. But on the road, it is death-defying driving. Let me tell you, when you drive, I'm not kidding. When the Thule fog hits in the Central Valley of California, it is so dangerous that you can reduce your speed to this creep. You either put down your window holding onto the steering wheel and you look out of your window onto the ground, or you open your door. I've done this. You open your door and you look for the white line to make sure that you're in your lane. And when that happens, you're advised to come to a stop or to, as safely as you can, pull over to get off the highway. Why? Because hundreds of people over the years, and it happens every year, keep driving as the fog begins to, listen, lull you into a false sense of security. So as you're descending out of the Tehachapi Mountains and the grapevine of Interstate 5 into the California Central Valley, before you hit, or just after going through the Bakersfield area, you can see fog up ahead. You can see fog now coming. You can still see the cars in front of you. And ever so slightly, the taillights of the car in front of you is the last thing that they just fade away. The deception is you keep going at the same speed that you've been going at, thinking you're all right. It looks like, try to picture this in your mind. It looks like the traffic ahead of you is now sped away, or maybe they pulled off and they've taken an off ramp. So you keep going, and then all of a sudden you rear in the back of a semi truck or a family that is now stopped because you can't see anymore. And it's so dense and so fast that you don't even have time to brake. And people get killed. Thule fog. It's a manifestation of deception that is very applicable to this book, and that's why it's in the opening chapter of chapter one. Living in the days of global deception. All around the world right now, you and I are living through a time where we have been deceived. Don't get on some high horse right now and think that you have not been deceived. You have been deceived, my friend. I've been deceived. And all I have to do is bring up topics like COVID and what we're seeing now and what we're learning now of what you felt in the beginning. Gee, should I take an experimental drug? Gee, should I take this shot to save my life? What are the experts saying? They're just saying, take it. There was no proof. There was no science. There was no evidence, but the world took it. Most of the world took it. And now we know that there are people suffering from COVID vaccine damage and even death. And some are even thinking that the death rate from damage is actually higher than the supposed death rate from the virus. However, we will never know. I have physicians who have told me, some of them famous research physicians here in major universities in California, that we will never know because the data was so screwed up during COVID when people got hit by a truck, if they tested positive, they died of COVID instead of dying of an accident or something else. So the numbers are skewed forever. We'll never know the answer, but all that leads to deception. You and I were deceived in being told that if we take a vaccine, we won't get the COVID. And yet you took the vaccine and you got the COVID anyway. And then once you got the COVID anyway, they told you, you need a booster. Never before in the history of the FDA or the CDC, has this ever happened before? And listen, you take a polio vaccine and you don't get polio. COVID is altogether different. I'm not hammering down on COVID other than to use it as an example. We were all deceived by fear. We were deceived by those who had control of the microphone. And what they had to say sent the world into a tailspin. But what happened was, we, so to speak, felt secure now. We're safe now because we've been vaxxed, and that didn't work. And Living in the Days of Deception and this book, why it's important to us is because it exposes various theaters or atmospherics of deception that you and I live with every day. And so when we talk about global deception, the reason why it's number one in the book, in the chapter, is that there is a supernatural. I'm not being bombastic, and I'm not being silly, and I'm not being, hyper-spiritual here. How is it that all around the world at the exact same time, people educated, people street smart, people with more sense, were completely, not only seemingly caught off guard, they swallowed the narrative. What was going on? It's the power of the control of the narrative. Control the conversation, use certain words, and you can get people to do anything, even take the risk of damaging their own lives. Keep driving. It looks fine until you are killed or severely injured by slamming into a parked truck. Well, you and I are living in a time right now where you honestly do not know exactly what you believe in is actually really, really true. You're not sure. You think you're sure, but there are voices out there now that are either A, challenging your worldview and saying things like, hath God really said? Has God? We heard that before, right? What was Satan doing? And we address his tactics in the book. What was Satan doing in the Garden of Eden saying to Eve what he said? He was saying, hey, I'm about to hit you so hard with a verbal argument or verbal suggestion that it's going to play upon you in such a way that you're going to entertain my suggestion. Has God really said? And that doubt casting, right? That throwing out the question, when that question is unanswered biblically, my friend, listen to this. You will be deceived. You'll be led down a path of deception. And it's happening to me, and it's happening to you right now in our day-to-day lives. Why? Because if you and I are watching TV, news, reading an article. This morning, I read an article that completely lied to the entire world. I happen to know, many of you might too, especially if you have sons and daughters or husbands and wives in the U.S. military. I happen to know why the real reason is that the United States is pulling out of the Middle East, out of the Mediterranean, the USSR Gerald R. Ford and the Sixth Fleet Strike Group. If you look up the news today on today's date regarding the retreating of the USS Gerald R. Ford, you'll be told that they've been deployed for so long that it's time for them to come back home. That is true when there's a regular deployment season in effect, meaning there's no war, there's no problems, you have a deployment period of time, and then you are to change out, or a carrier group comes in and replaces you, and you go home because it's time for you to end your cruise for that or that deployment period. That's not happening right now. What's going on? You're being told, oh, it's just a deployment out, but we're not sending anyone to replace our military presence in the Middle East regarding the Gerald R. Ford, the most powerful, by the way, piece of real estate on the face of the earth. That ship is the most powerful piece of power on the face of the earth. And there's a war going on in the Middle East that's escalating, but the headlines in America says, hey, it's time for the Gerald R. Ford to come on home. When military analysts are telling us and military personnel are saying, that's not exactly true. We have taken nearly 100 hits or attempted strikes against the Ford, and our political will as a government, as an administration, renders the ship vulnerable, and so we're leaving the area. That's what's really happening. Now, look, your response to that is, that's not true. Then prove me wrong. And you can't prove me wrong by going to Wikipedia. That doesn't count. You can't prove me wrong by going to the first five posts. You've got to search and see. You've got to know somebody. And here's what's powerful about this book. This book is all based upon knowing somebody. And that somebody is not only the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is, of course, the God of the Bible, who is the master at giving you and I the tools on how to unpack deception. My friend, listen, you will be deceived if you do not have the truth of God operational in your life. It's extremely, absolutely vital to this happening in your life that you know how to navigate the days of deception. So recognizing the fact that there's a global deception going on in the world, we know this regarding the economy right now. We know this regarding the U.S. economy, global economies. There's a days of deception. Right now it's this: get Americans to keep spending, get Americans to think everything's fine. As the United States dollar now slumps, it went from 100% of the world in less than 8 months, 100 of the world's nations purchased oil using U.S. dollars. Now that's been reduced to 93% of the world's population uses U.S. dollars to purchase oil. What does that mean? It means that the United States, the U.S. dollar, is waning off the scene of global dominance in its power. Why? Because we are a nation that is weak. We are a nation that is broke. We are completely, completely bankrupt when it comes to our funding billions of dollars to the Ukrainian effort, and where's all that going? So, Jack, what does that have to do with anything? Deception. I'm told that we're the strongest economy on earth, but we are actually the poorest people on earth, because on paper, you and I owe more money to those that we owe, banks, credit card, U.S. government, taxes. We are technically on paper the poorest people on earth. See, that's ridiculous. The guy in South America runs around with a spear and he only has a hut. Are you saying we're poorer than that guy? Absolutely, yes. That guy's not in debt. He owns his spear and he owns his hut. You probably don't own your spear, still making payments on it, and you probably don't own your house, you're still making a mortgage payment. The point is this, my friends, we are entering in the days of deception whereby we think we're okay, when in reality, we're not okay. So you say, well, Jack, why should I buy the book if it's just going to tell me the truth? Because the truth hurts sometimes, but we tell the truth and we give you the answer. That's why it's important. So when we talk about global deception, it is so important to realize that there's a fog that is settled upon the global conversation, from the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the European Union, the USA. There is a daze now of deception that is blinding the narrative, making it sound like you and I know what's going on, when part of the deception is redefining words, using the same words, but using a completely different dictionary to the meaning of those words. Friends, we're living in the days of deception. It's the title of the new book. I believe that you need a copy of this book. It's important. It's tactical. It's tactical. And to use an old English word, which I love very much, it's an awesome word, it's prescient. It's a book, though it's not a book written by a prophet, nor is it a prophetic book. It's prescient because it simply deals with Scripture. It tells us about the days in which we're living in and how to be prepared. So friends, listen, encouraging you to get a copy, go for it, dive into it. You can do that online by going to jackgibbs.com. Where there's a link in the description. You can click on that and find out more. But listen, join the team, join the effort, as it were. And the publishers have also put out a study guide to this book as well. So do keep that in mind. There's a study guide for small groups. You can do that. And I encourage you to do that. And so, as always, here at the Real Life Podcast, we believe that it's time for you to live out what you believe in. We just got this in. Barnes & Noble sweepstakes for promoting the book is now live. This is from the publisher, Harvest House Publishers. We are giving away an iPad, 125 $50 Barnes & Noble gift card and a signed copy of the book, which I will need to get from you, Jack. Very exciting. That just in, ladies and gentlemen, regarding the book. Wow, that's incredible. And so we believe more than ever. It's time for you to live out what you believe in. It's time for real life. God bless you. We'll see you next time around.
This Jack Kemp's podcast, as well as all the broadcast outreach opportunities, are listener supported. Will you consider partnering with us through a special gift? Go to jackhibbs.com to learn more and stay connected.